Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank my co-host. I want, of course, thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, we have a very special segment. We're going to have a book study because we need to be able to understand the will of God, and we need to keep each other encouraged. Amen? Amen. And so the whole purpose of this particular ministry is to empower and uplift, and that's exactly what this ministry does. And so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead, and we are going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us. So we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and our strength, and we thank you for protecting us throughout the day. Heavenly Father, we come to you just rejoicing and just happy and excited about all the things that you are going to do and who you are. And we thank you, Lord, that when we lie down, you will be the same God when we wake back up. We ask would you fill our spirits, Heavenly Father, and bless our hearts and our minds and our souls to be manifested and to understand your will and your way. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who says, pray for me. Bless those who are weak. Bless those with infirmities. Bless those who are in convalescent homes, those who are going through, and those who are indecisive. Bless their hearts and their minds to find peace and rest. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in bereavement, Heavenly Father, those who have lost a loved one, those who have lost something. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to wrap your loving arms around them, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things you've done, the things you're going to do, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the promise and the hope, Heavenly Father, and we ask would you continue to bless this word to continue to spread all over this land and country. We ask would you bless each person who's on this line, bless us all together, then one by one, and would you bless those who are going to listen a little bit later, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for each person, and we thank you and we praise you for each platform that we are able to speak and proclaim your revelation and your word. We thank you for blessing us to be able to empower people through the word and uplift and magnify and have a close connection unto you. Lord, we ask that we remain connected to you, Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue, Heavenly Father, to help to hear your word, help us to see your glory, and help us to walk in your will. Now, Lord, as we get ready to hear from you, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us and help us to continue to empower this dark and dismal world. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And Amen. And once again, as I said before, I'm so excited and delighted that I have this opportunity to spend a few minutes with you and your family concerning the mission and the will of God. One of the things that we're doing as we usher in the Holy Spirit, as we usher in His favor, grace, and mercy, as we just rejuvenate and become refreshed, we ask that you open up your minds and your ears where you can hear what the Lord is saying. Now, I told you that the umbrella represented that God has us covered, and it rained a little bit today. It started to mist. Amen. Matter of fact, I was able to experience some of that mist. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. So that umbrella covers us. That's really Jesus Christ. Then I told you a little bit about the microwave. Amen. I told you about, you know, when we put things in the microwave, it becomes new. It turns into something different, and it arises. It rises up. Right? And so every time that you put something in the microwave, I want you to think that God is going to raise you up. I want you to think that God was raised from the crucifixion. I want you to remember that. But on today, I have a book. I was looking in my library and I was praying to God. I said, I really want to have a book study in which we can empower people, encourage people, and uplift individuals. And so I found a book entitled Prayers, and actually I started on page 111 because this particular book I think is very important that we continue to set an atmosphere, whether we're on a platform or wherever we go, of encouragement, and it has to be genuine. It can't be anything fake. When you go and buy a diamond or when you go and buy something, you're looking for reality. You're looking for realism. This is not a commercial. This is not imitation. The word of God is true and real. So every time we hear the word of God, every time I hear the word of God, I think about a diamond because it's real. Amen. And even when it goes through the fire, amen, it becomes something new. It has to go through there first before it becomes a diamond. And so when we put that heat and when we make this diamond, it becomes something new and it's real and God is real. God says when you go through, right, you have to go through to get to, God says then it is reality. And when we talk about reality, we talk about power of God. God talks about how powerful His word is. He says it's just like heat. It's just like combustion. It's just like fire. Nobody can touch it, amen, without getting burned. And so when we look at the word of God, God says there is no other word, there is no other method, the revelation, amen, praise God, is more powerful than the word of God. I haven't figured out any word that is more powerful. Now, I've heard many individuals, when they talk about different words, they say love is a very strong word. They say thank you is a very strong and needed word. But when we talk about the word of God, those words from God's lips, those words that are transcribed in the Bible, are the most important words that we can utilize. So without further ado, I know that some of you may not have this book. It's entitled Prayers. And as I said before, the author is Mr. Richard Broadbent III. Amen. Mr. Richard Broadbent III. And it's entitled Prayers. And we're on page 111, and we're talking about the power of your spoken words, the power of our spoken words, sins of the tongue. Each morning when we are able to wake up, we speak automatically how our day is going to be. Some of us wake up and we're ready. I'm ready for success. I'm going to go to the road of success, and whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give 260% plus, and I'm going to truck on. Praise God. You've already set yourself up for success because of your thinking. And so because you're functioning at that 260, right, then you have some wiggle room. Amen. Now, some of us wake up. Some of us wake up on the wrong side of the bed. I already told you how to remedy that. Just go back to sleep for 5 minutes and wake up on the right side of the bed. So when we get up, some of us, not all of us, I said some, it's like, oh, my gosh, I have to do this again. I do not feel like being bothered with this. And you wake up like that, and your day is already defeated and ruined because of your disposition, because of the words that you spoke. You just set the atmosphere. You set the atmosphere for your day. I was listening, and I want y'all to write this person's name down, the Cindy Trim. And I want you to write this message down as it's coming to me. Command your mornings. But I'm going to take it a step further. Okay, her name is Dr. Cindy Trim, T-R-I-M-M. And it's if you look on YouTube, it's entitled Command Your Mornings. But I'm going to take it a step further and say Command Your Mornings with God. Command Your Mornings with God. So, before we even get into this little brief, energetic, encouraging, uplifting message, revelation that God's going to give, it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you wake up, first of all, on the right side of the bed. What side is that? I don't know. Only you know because you sleep in your bed. I have no idea what the right side of the bed is. Literally, we can be talking about the right side of the bed or waking up in your mindset, right? That's the right side of the bed. However you want to take it, that is your prerogative. Do what you want to do. Amen. But that's number one. When God blesses you to wake up, he blesses us to wake up in the morning, we should have something to be thankful for. We should be excited because somebody did not wake up. And we're not excited because somebody didn't wake up. We're excited for who God is, and we're excited and appreciate our lives because God didn't have to wake us up. He didn't have to start us on our way, but he did. He didn't have to restore us and help us to have our right mind, but he did. See? And so when you wake up, when you go to your, God blesses you to safely make it to your prospective destination, you should go in there with a positive attitude. Why? Because God didn't have to bless you to make it into that building. He didn't have to bless you to make it into your business, or he didn't have to bless you to make it on that platform, or he didn't have to bless you to make it out that airplane, but he did. That's called grace, mercy, and favor. Be thankful for the small things. So that's number one, first of all, setting the atmosphere. That's number one. Number two, let's go ahead and get into this study. The power of your spoken words, right? Remember that you are commanding your morning. Did I say Afrita was? Did I say these other people are? I said you. Put a you. Okay? Y-O-U. You, and put a circle, command your mornings. You are the center of your day. Okay? I want you to remember that. Just draw a circle and put you in there. Now, okay, the tongue, as I said before, is powerful. And you're going to have to decide when you wake up, are you going to use your tongue for good or for evil? Now, God's word tells us that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And we know that God created everything by speaking it into existence. Now, I want to put a pin right there. Okay? So we have this circle. Listen to me closely. We have this circle. You are at the center of this circle. Tom, what I need you to do, and I need you to be honest with yourself. God's will in the morning, when the Lord blesses you to wake up, he blesses us to wake up. Are you going to start off on a good foot, or are you going to begin thinking evil things like, man, I hate to go to this place. Man, I hate to speak on this platform. Man, I hate to do this. What type of morning are you going to command? See, we have to plan for success. See, we have to plan for a mindset because the world plays a lot of tricks and the world is dark and dismal, right? But God says that, you know, he turns things around for the good. He said what the devil meant for evil, he turns it around for good. But you got to hang in there. You can't throw in a towel. You can't give up. Amen. You have to walk by faith and not by sight. So we had a circle, and there you are, okay? Put your name if you want to. All right, and I want you to be honest because I don't want, you know, I want you to be genuine and I want you to be honest, okay? On tomorrow, God's will, what type of morning are you going to command? A good morning
or an evil morning. And I don't want it to be obvious. I don't want you to say, well, I'm just going to put good because that sounds right. No, what type of morning are you going to command? And that's up to you. I can't tell you what. I need you to have a good morning. You're going to have to come on with it. So what type of day, what type of morning do you envision yourself? And I'm going to put mine here. Morning I'm going to command. Okay? And this is me, right? Because let me tell you something, what happens, all right? And I'm not going to tell you yet because I want you to stay with me. Here we go. All right. I don't want to lose anybody. All right, so here you are in the center, okay? And you're going to put anywhere by that circle if you're going to have a good or an evil morning because you're going to command it, all right? We're soldiers. We're soldiers in the army, and only the strong survive. Amen. So we have to survive some of these things that the world gives. Amen. Okay. Now, God's word tells us that there's power in life and death, and we speak those things. Now, we're not going to get so prophetic or so revelational that we go into that aspect. But what I am going to say, as the Lord is saying, is, are you going to help things to be prosperous, or are you going to be the one who causes things to die? Are you going to be, in other words, a seed, or are you going to be, God calls it, he says, grasshoppers. He calls it, are you going to be moths? Are you going to be a destroyer? Yes, yes. Are you going to help to grow something, or are you going to help destroy it? And I want you to be honest. I want you to be honest because this is you. All right? Don't just say things to appease me or to appease God, because God already knows our hearts. What type of person do you want to be on tomorrow? Command it right now. Put it in that circle, and I want you to look at it. You are in the center of all this. You are commanding all this. All this stuff that's coming into existence, amen, in the name of Jesus, you've already commanded this on your life. Did you know that? Okay, so we have the circle, and we have two different things within this circle that we've commanded already. Okay? We know that God created everything by speaking it into existence. You have to speak that thing. You have to be positive. Right? You have to say, Lord, if it be thy will, let it be done. We have to have confidence and be bold and walk by faith instead of walking by sight. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. Amen. So here we go. So you have commanded your morning. Okay? Now, let's go to the second phase. The spirit world is controlled by the word of God. Let's talk about this. The spirit world is controlled by the word of God. What did I just tell you? I told you that I've listened to several people say that love is such a strong four-letter word. It's a small word, but it's very passionate. It's very strong. It's one of the strongest words in the dictionary. I've heard people say thank you is a strong word, and it is. But the word of God, it says it in this book, this spirit world, it doesn't matter if you're a Jehovah's Witness, it doesn't matter if you're apostolic, it doesn't matter what you are, Baptist, Catholic, the spirit world is controlled by the word of God, the word of Jehovah is controlled by that. And I want you to put that because I want you to understand something. Just put spirit equals word of God. So if, in fact, we have or we create this spiritual world, do you see what I'm saying? This world that we've already created is round. God is showing me, amen, we're talking about science. It's round. It's round. This is the earth. Okay, he says we're the earth and the fullness of it. Praise God. This is us. We live within this earth, and we bring things to the earth, good, bad, or otherwise. So God says, if you're really, this is proof right here, if you're really in the word of God and you really know who God is, when you command your morning, it will be conducive to the word of God. Oh, my goodness. So whatever you put in this circle, circle is not like God. We are not controlled by God. We're controlled by the devil. That's what thus says the Lord. That's the revelation. So if you put yourself in this circle and you put evil and you put destroyer, then there is no way that you can be controlled by the word of God. It just doesn't add up. So that means that we need a heart transplant. Amen? Let's move on. We are part of that spirit world. We're already ahead here. We already drew this picture. We know that. We are part of the spirit world. We're connected to the spirit world. That's why every day we should show some sign. We don't have to have a Jesus t-shirt for people to know that we love God. How do people know we love God? By how we treat others and by how we command our mornings. How we interact with people, what we do with people, what we say to people. That's how people know. Amen. The natural or physical world is to be controlled by man speaking God's word. The natural or physical world is to be controlled by man speaking God's word. When we talk about man, we're talking about human beings. So this is what God is saying. Automatically, we are blessed to have a spiritual world. Automatically, we're blessed to have a spiritual world. I hear pages turning. Okay? But God says now the natural or physical world is to be controlled by humans or man speaking God's word. Who is that? Draw another circle. Okay? We have preachers, teachers, leaders, all those individuals, right? Bishops, all those individuals, right, are able to control the world by speaking God's word. That's why the Lord says we are to put on the full armor. He says we are to hide the words within our heart. He says we are to go to the highways and byways, teaching and preaching the word. That is why I said that I'm so in admiration, and I will say this forever. I'm in admiration of Jehovah's Witnesses because they're out there doing their jobs. They're out there in the world trying to save as many souls as possible. And we have to do better because it says it right here. The natural or physical world is to be, did you hear that, is to be controlled by man speaking God's word. That is the preaching and teaching. God says you must have a shepherd. If you are on any platform, there is a director or event planner who is in charge of the speaking event. So God says someone has to be of guidance. Someone has to be a role model. And he says because of this world, he says we are seeking right now, we are looking for men and women, boys and girls who can give the word of God. Not only through their lives, but through the spoken word of God, whatever means that is, whether it's radio, whether it's on a platform, whether it's in the streets, we need to give the word of God. Then it goes on to say that the spoken word is God's creative power. Every believer has the spirit of God dwelling in them, and because of that, the words we speak carry God's creative power. Wow. On Mondays, do you remember, we draw the cross and we draw the intersecting lines and we have power. And I always ask you, I said, what do you want God to put his power on? What do you want God to put his power on? Well, every believer has the Spirit of God dwelling in them. And so, therefore, we are heirs of God's power. That's why God says, it doesn't matter what it looks like. He says, what matters is what it shall become. What the devil meant for evil, he says, I mean it for your good. And so God says that because we are heirs, because we are believers, he says, therefore, we have God's power. It didn't say anything about Alfreda's power. It didn't say anything about Sarah's power. It didn't say anything about Ben's power. It said God's power. And so because we believe in the power of God, we have God's what? Creative power. power. Amen. Let's move on. The Word of God warns us to guard our words, as we will be held accountable for what we speak. Amen. We have to guard our words. That's what I talk about when I say command your morning. When you encounter individuals, first of all, let's back. When you command your morning and you say, you know, I really don't feel like going here. I really don't feel like doing this or that. You've already defeated the purpose of creating words that provide life or encouragement. Not only are you bringing your disposition down, which means you're bringing your behavior down, but you are also causing those around you to feel despondent and to feel down as well. And so we ought to be lifters. We ought to be the sunshine, the light of the world. How in the world can we be the light when we're dead ourselves? Our spirits are dead. So when we wake up in the morning and we command us to have, or ourselves, to have a great morning, then we're going to be held accountable for having a great morning, a great afternoon, and a great day. So what we want to do is make sure that we're able to match up to our words. You say you want to have a good day. You say you want to empower and uplift. You say you want to practice the spirit of patience. Then we should be doing that throughout the day. So that's why it's very important to command your day. If you're that type that flies off the handle, then you need to say, Lord, bless me to have patience, because you want to command your morning in the name of Jesus. If there's something that's tugging at you, that's getting on your nerves, then you have to say, Lord, give me the patience, and you have to command your morning. And not only your morning, I say your morning because your morning, how you start out, that pretty much determines how you're going to be able to maintain throughout the day. Think about a runner. If a runner has a slow start, amen, then you're kind of behind already. So, but if you are in your blocks and you're well on your way, then you can pretty much keep the same pace. So the Word of God warns us to guard our words, as we will be held accountable for what we speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So when we talk about the Word of God, you have to, first of all, be on point. Second of all, you have to make sure that you're living by the Word of God. Amen. And finally, we must make sure that we're being positive. The enemy is very aware of the power of our words and takes advantage of the negative words we speak in our daily lives. By our words, we can speak curses upon ourselves, those who we love, or those who we have contact with during our everyday life. Three types of curses that we speak that can have negative effects upon our lives are self-imposed curses. That's number one. Let me bag back, because we're going a little bit deep, and I'm going to stop at the third one, and we're going to pick it back up, of God's will, next Tuesday. But self-imposed curses. Anybody know about self-imposed? That means that you put it up on yourself. Psalm 34 and 13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. That means that when you wake up in the morning, right, when you wake up in the morning, you should be singing praises to God because somebody didn't wake up, right? You should be thankful that you were one of the ones in the number who was able to wake up. Amen. You shouldn't be complaining. I mean, it's not even, you know, 6 o'clock and you already complaining about what's going to happen throughout the day. Just thank God. Thank God. And God's going to take care of the rest. When you hear people say, I can't do it, I'm so stupid, I never do anything right, I knew that was going to happen to me. No, you didn't. You had no idea. But if you allow God, you find out you're not so stupid after all. You find out that you can do anything. You find out that this was really for my good. Amen. This is a blessing in disguise. And so we must not bring on these self-imposed curses. That's why I said the power of spoken words. Curses spoken by others. Amen. You cannot continuously listen to what other people are saying about you, because when you begin to entertain other people's thoughts about you that are negative, then you miss out on praying to God and you miss out on seeing the positives about you. For instance, you are bad. You will never amount to anything. You are worthless. You will never succeed. You will never be good in school. All those things are negative things. And when we say those things to individuals, whoever it is, then we're not only messing up our disposition, but we're creating a very negative atmosphere. And there is no way that we can be connected to God with this type of language. So we, once again, that's why it's important. When you wake up, you need to command your morning. If you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, go back to sleep for 5 minutes, wake up on the right side of the bed. Amen? Amen. Remember that we're not going to destroy the world. We're going to help grow it. Praise the Lord. Now, curses spoken by others. All right? You have, once again, you have to be the person to command your morning. If the doctor tells you that you have some type of illness and there is no hope, you have to find hope somewhere. You have to create it, amen? And you have to create it in God. I have never known anyone with your condition who recovered. That's another thing. You have to be the one to say, you know what, I can do this. And you have to pray unto God. And you have to get that strength so that you can recover. You're just going to have to live with the pain. There's nothing more we can do. Well, there's something you can do. You can pray. You can pray to God. When all else fails and when there's nothing else to do, you pray to God. And even if that's your first option should be praying to God anyways. And so we're not going to put any curses on ourselves, and we're not going to allow other people to impose curses upon us. Amen. Because what I want you to understand from this particular encouraging word is that there is power in the spoken word because we're heirs of God. And so however you wake up in the morning, that's how your morning is going to be. If you mad, you got into an argument, whatever, then nobody's going to be able to do anything right wherever you go. You're going to be upset because your heart's not going to be right. And that's why every Monday we have a heart transplant. And that's why I'm glad that we had this book, because every Tuesday, then we're going to give ourselves a checkup. Amen. Praise God. So let's go back over this briefly. Okay? We talked about the power, and I said, first of all, you have to wake up on the right side of the bed. And that could be literally, or that could be just, you need to wake up on the right side of the bed. You need to have a better attitude when you wake up. You know, you can't be mad from what happened yesterday, then go to sleep on it, right? Don't let the sun go down, praise the Lord. Go to sleep on it, then expect to get up and be jolly old St. Nick. That's not going to happen, right? You're going to have to, and I want you to listen to Dr. Cindy Trim. CindyTrimm. She said, command your morning. And that's what we're going to do, starting tomorrow, God's will. We're going to command. We're doing a lot, aren't we? We're going to surrender. Now we're commanding our mornings. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to be fountains, and we want to be encouragers and uplifters, and we're waiting on God. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, when you wake up in the morning, that's up to you. You're going to have to figure that out. Do I want to have a good day? Do I want to have a bad day? Do I want to help this thing grow, whatever it is, organization, you're on a platform, whatever it is, or do I want to help destroy it, right? Our words can really destroy people, and it can destroy things, okay? And once again, you have to measure this up, because there's no way that you can convince God that you are with God if your spirit is not on point up here when you command your morning. You want to wake up and you mad at the world, and then you want to destroy everybody and everything around you. That's not of God. That's of Satan. God don't even speak that language. So when we talk about the word of God, there is power. There is power in the word of God. Like right now, I'm saying in the name of Jesus, I create this community project to help our youth. In the name of Jesus, it's done. Others. You have to be positive. You know how sometimes we just shake our head like, oh, my gosh, like, no, like if something's going on, like, oh, I'm start shaking your head, yes. You have to do the opposite, yes, because, yes, it can get better. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I have to catch myself, too, right? I mean, this is a learning curve. It's a learning experience. But in order to get through this world and to live a happy and joyful and prosperous life, we have to do it God's way. And doing it God's way, sometimes it gets a little uncomfortable, right? But we can do it. We can do it. And so this is the challenge before I give you a brief summation of what we went over. On tomorrow, God's will, from the time you wake up until noon, I don't want anything negative to come out of our mouths. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. Okay? It doesn't matter. Positive. From 8 to noon. Time you wake up to noon. Okay? Encouraging things, uplifting things, and be genuine. You don't have to, I mean, every time you open your mouth, you don't have to, you know, no. I mean, let's be realistic. Come on now. But refrain from anything negative. Anything. And once we start doing it daily, then it won't become a part of our lives. A lot of people are wearing negativity. You see people, they all frowned up. It's like, God, wait, bless you to wake up this morning. You know, you go to the store sometime, right, early in the morning. People, all they upset, like they had to wake up. Like, man, I had to wake up. Well, some people didn't wake up. God didn't have to wake you up. Be thankful that you're up. You know, I mean, it's not like even like 5 o'clock a.m. and people are already in the store and they already look like they've been sucking on lemons. No. And some people aren't morning people. I understand that. But when God wakes you up, you can at least put on a half smile. Amen. 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 Let's think positive from 8 to 12. That's what our crew, that's what we're going to do. Okay? Now, so to sum all this up, it's very important, okay, whatever it is you want, in the name of Jesus, right, I want you to speak those things into existence. You want to be on platforms, right? I want to speak on platforms. I'm telling you now, on the radio. I want to speak on platforms. I want to find a way to help individuals, train individuals, where they will graduate and be successful not only in high school but in college. And I want this program to spread all over the United States. I believe I can do it through prayer, and I know that it will be successful. That's an example, okay? When we wake up in the morning, and I'm going to sum this up by giving you an example. You wake up in the morning. Oh, my gosh, it's already, see there, there we go. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's 4 o'clock. When you wake up in the morning, instead of, oh, my gosh, it's 4 o'clock. Yes, I'm up early. I get an early start on planning my successful day. Woo. Okay, so get up, take care of all our hygiene, all that good stuff, our family, say our prayers, meditate. Boom, we're going to our prospective places. Everybody going in different directions, opposite directions. Some people staying at home because they're retired. It must be nice. All that good stuff, okay? You, when you walk through the doors, whatever doors you walk in, baby, it could be your own business. It could be your organization, whatever, wherever you walk, right? I want you to think about what you commanded, all right? You did this. You command your day, all right? So when you walk in, it's either good or bad. It's either you're going to grow something or you're going to destroy something. Right? It's no in-between. Uh-uh. No. Either or. So you said, I said, I want to have a great, super successful day. And I said, I want to help things grow. I want to encourage. I want to uplift individuals. Okay. So that's what I should be doing. Okay. And this stuff doesn't go away at noon. This is all throughout the day, right? We are commanding our morning, and when we command our morning, then naturally we fall into that category throughout the day, right? But we have to command. You have to be bold, and you have to say, I am going to have a good day. I am not going to lose my cool. I am going to do the right thing. Every single day, that has to be a goal. When you wake up in the morning, boom, I'm ready to take on the world. The heart is beating. I have an opportunity to impact somebody's life. That's how we should be thinking. All right? And just think if everybody thought like that. Man, this in the morning, remember to check out Sister Cindy Trim. Now, you can't tell me that you with God and every day you destroying somebody by your words or putting somebody down because you decided that you want to have a bad morning, so that's going to dictate your whole day. You can't tell me that it doesn't matter if you go to church. You can't tell me that this is a line, right? Because if you are heirs of God, then there's going to be some type of proof or sign. You know, just like if you're siblings or if you're a family, then y'all should have some similarities. But if you tell me, you know, that the word of God is in your heart and your morning, the way you commanding it, is not lining up, there's something wrong. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay? So, and because we're heirs, we automatically have God's creative power. God says, I can do everything. I can do anything but fail. He said, what was meant for evil, it shall turn out to be good. It's a blessing in disguise. Hang in there. So we have God's power. And we talked about that. We talk about it when we do heart surgery. What do we want to put, what do we want God's power to be placed on? Okay? We must be accountable for how we command our morning. If you say you're going to have a day, if you say that you're going to be an uplifting encourager, then that's what the word, that's what God expects on a daily basis. We do this thing day by day. Okay? And then we're not going to allow ourselves to think negatively about ourselves. I can't do it. I'm so stupid. I never do anything right. I knew this was going to happen to me. No, you didn't. You can do it. Is your heart beating? You can do it. I'm so stupid. No, you're not. What's your name? If you know your name, you can learn. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's how we work it in the kingdom of God. Amen. The kingdom of Jehovah, the kingdom of Allah, the kingdom of El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh. That's how we work it. Now, don't allow anybody else to put a label on you either, right? You're bad. You would never amount to anything. My grandmother used to give us all nicknames, and she used to tell us, she said, don't let anybody call you anything negative because you're not. She said, you know, you have to, she was very cautious about our names and who we was named after and what we was named after, you know. And so you can't allow other people to define who you are. You have to know yourself, right? And so part of this, the reason why we have this circle, and I wanted to share this, is because each and every person, whether you're in a business and you have other people, whether you're on a platform, your audience, the event planners, everybody brings in that circle where it's them, okay, and that's where you were, and they have those two particular commands. Either it's going to be good or bad, okay, or growing or destruction, okay? And so everybody's bringing this energy into one place, okay? And what happens is God is showing, I want you to just flatter me for a minute. What God is showing, I want you to draw a straight line, just straight line, point A to point B, and I want you to draw circles that connect, okay? Looks like a rope. It's a rope. God says what happens is that you have individuals. You have two sides. Put it, split that thing in half. And you have individuals who say, I command my morning to be good, and I command my morning to, I want to be on that team that helps individuals grow, help organizations grow. I want to empower and uplift people. Then you have the team that says, you know what, I'm here, seriously, I want to destroy this, and, you know, my morning is bad already, and I want to make sure that I make everybody else's day bad, okay? I'm just giving an example. So what happens is you have these two different sides, right? And it's a tug of war. Everybody's pulling. And what you get at the end is what you get at the end is tired individuals, and everybody's just down, right? But and this is if you have a mixture. If you look at it, just think about it, because this is going to have to be like a I don't want to call it a germ. I want to be positive. This is going to be kind of like a God calls it. Is we're going to be positive, Lord. We're going to be positive. This is kind of like this is kind of like God wants this kind of like a this word is a word that a lot of people are afraid of. God wants, instead of it being like a tug of war, God wants it to be, he said he wants it to be hard, challenging, like a mountain, okay? So draw like little hills, a mountain. And when we draw this particular mountain, he says each person, he says there is a group of individuals. He calls it like cheerleaders, praise God. He says, and each person holds up another person. Everybody's holding somebody up. So that means everybody's holding somebody accountable. Everybody's uplifting and empowering one another to do better. Because God says you're going to always have a mixture. Because everybody doesn't know God. Everybody doesn't believe in God. Everybody doesn't want to have a good morning. Everybody doesn't want to help something grow. But if you have someone who is holding another person accountable, that's what God says, just like the cheerleaders. He says they hold each other up. You hold somebody accountable. He says they will eventually come around. Some, it takes longer. But God says it's hard. He says it's challenging. He says especially when we talk about different ministries, when we talk about organizations, when we talk about events and planning, he says, because you have such a mixture, everybody's bringing, when you go to organizations, everybody's bringing their command, okay? And so God says strategically, he says it's going to be either or. He says you will know the fruit, you will know the tree by the fruit it produces. So if for instance, I'm using myself, okay? So if I go in on the platform and I say, you know what, I want to have a good day. I want to make this a good presentation. I want my people to learn. I want them to grow. I want them to move forward. I want them to be prosperous. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen because I'm commanding it. You have to command it. But then at the end, you have to say it in the name of Jesus. But we're always going to have those individuals who come in, and they just don't want to. And so what is our job? Our job is to daily, we have to be those individuals who uplift and empower. We have to be like cheerleaders. That's what God is saying. That's why I said it's hard and challenging, because you have to be like cheerleaders, but you have to be genuine. You know, cheerleaders are told to always smile. Always. Always smile. Right? Ask any cheerleader. Always smile. And that's what God says that we should do in order to help those who are either straddling the fence or those who just haven't come over yet, right? And so we have to hold each other up, and that's where the power and the blessing of God is. You have to encourage people sometimes. You have to say, hey, you can do it. Some people, you never know when people come through your doors, your business, organizations, work, you don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they've been through. We have no idea. We don't know if they've commanded their morning or not. We don't know that. All we know is we see a person coming through the door. That's it. And so because we don't know that, every day we have to be on our P's and Q's, and we have to be the people, right, who commands our morning to be great and super, and who want to help people grow, uplift, and empower. However that looks to you, we have to be those people, because we don't know. then if we find that someone is anything other than, right, we have to be able to uplift like cheerleaders, uplift and hold people up, right? Because that's how organizations move. That's how you get on those platforms and you get those audiences going and you get more platforms because people are moved by what you said. That's how organizations begin to move in the right direction because everybody's moving in the same direction. And once you get that in the atmosphere, you begin to set and push the atmosphere, you get results. That's why, and I'm not bragging, but our tutoring online is so intact. I have people from all over tutoring. It's so intact because everybody's moving in the same direction. We command our morning. We command. When I am online tutoring or when I'm face-to-face tutoring, we're going to learn. It's going to be super. And I'm going to help whoever it is grow, all age groups. We're going to help them grow and be successful where they can go off to college and be somebody. Amen. Amen. And so that is what God wants us to do. There is power in words. There's power in believing in God. There's power. Don't give up. Doesn't matter how it looks. Don't give up. Don't give in. Pray to God. God says, I have a plan for you. He continues to say that. He says, and my plan is for you to prosper. He said, that's my plan. He said, what the devil meant for evil, he says, I'm going to turn it for your good. He says, it's a blessing in disguise. But guess what? You can't give up. You can't throw in a towel. You can't command your morning, I want to have a horrible morning. You can't do that. You can, but it's not going to be good. We can't do that, okay? So we must continue to trust and believe in the power of God and understand and recognize that our words and the things we speak, there is power in them. And I'm going to say right now, the Lord's going to do it. The Lord's going to do what? The Lord's going to do what's best for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So in the morning, God will command your morning. Okay? Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, or you can go to afridaloveshow.com, or you can go to stellargospelmusic.com. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Afrida Love at Afrida Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can catch me on LinkedIn at Afrida Love. In addition to that, please be sure to continue to pray for your family members. When you pray for your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so we have to be sure that we're praying for ourselves and our family members and everybody. It's very important. In addition to that, make sure you continue to let your family and your friends know about the iFreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. The call-in number is 347-843-4981. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. We have individuals from France and Germany and the United States. As I posted on my Facebook page, we have over 300 individuals on the line right now. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have some individuals listen a little bit later. Continue to let individuals know about this ministry. Once again, like I said, I just appreciate each and every one of you. If you need speakers, writers, actors, actress, then just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm currently trying to set up interviews for this particular ministry, so please be sure to check that out. Just continue to pray to God. Remember to command your morning. In the morning, God's will, command it, okay? And part of the command, if you would like, is for us to be more positive with others and with ourselves and have more confidence. We didn't say say arrogance, we say confidence, and be bold in the Lord and go to God, amen, with everything, and God shall answer our prayers. In addition to that, once again, I want you to come back on Wednesday, God's will, as we will have praying with love and power. And we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to believe, and we're going to trust in God. And we know that God is going to see us through. And I want you to always remember that God wants us to hold on to his unchanging hand. Never give up and never give in. Amen. But I want you to understand, too, remember that we are to empower and uphold each other. We don't know what people are going through. We don't know. All we know is I see you. That's it. We don't, unless you're a prophet, unless God has shown you, you have no idea what people have to go through. You know, when I go to the store, I make it a point. I say I'm going to smile at two people at least, you know, and because you never know what people go through. You know, you just never know. And so it's very important that we continue to be light, the light of the world. It's very important that we forgive. And it's very important that at this particular time that we keep our eyes and ears open towards God. It doesn't matter what the world thinks. It doesn't matter what the world says. It's what God says. It's what God thinks. And so the time that we spend trying to please the world and everybody else needs to be the time that we spend trying to ask God for forgiveness, trying to forgive others, and praying unto God. Amen? Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to come back on tomorrow where we have praying with love and power. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. So tomorrow, be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida. Look.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.